spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about vitamin D. Now, you may not think that's an exciting topic, but believe me, so many of you have symptoms of vitamin D deficiency and you don't even know it. And so many times we doctors look at symptoms, try to figure it out. We say, listen, I'm stuck. I don't know what it is. And a lot of times it's something as simple as taking 5 drops of vitamin D supplement every day. So many things we talked about, infertility, bone problems, cancer. It helps with the immune system, helps with brain function. It's amazing. Every day it seems like I'm finding new research on vitamin D and how important it is and how so many of us are deficient, especially in the winter months. Now, in the summer months, we got out a lot more. We went out in the sun, we played. I remember being a kid, right? You had a gym class outside. You walked to school in the morning. You had gym class during the middle of the day. You walked home from school, played sports at the end of the day. Kids don't do that anymore. And as adults, we certainly don't do that. So we're inside a lot more. We're avoiding the sun a lot more, and a lot more people are developing vitamin D deficiency. In fact, according to research published in 2018, an estimated 40% of Americans were profoundly vitamin D deficient. Now, that's defined as having a serum blood level below 20 nanograms per milliliter. Okay, so that's how we measure it. Just remember nanograms per milliliter. I'm just going to give you the numbers, like 20 or 30. Sufficiency is defined as a level above 20 or higher. Now, calling someone vitamin D, having a vitamin D level of less than 20 is like calling somebody who's 400 pounds slightly overweight. In both cases, it's a grossly serious misunderstatement. 75% of American adults and teens are deficient in vitamin D when the sufficiency level is just raised to 30 instead of 20. Most people are going to be deficient. 30 isn't even close to where I want you to be. If the sufficiency cutoff were to be moved between 40 and 60, which is better, sufficiency levels in the United States is about in the 90% tax bracket. So I submit to you now that 90% of you listening to this show are vitamin D deficient. Now, it's important to realize that 20 has been repeatedly shown to be grossly insufficient for good health and disease prevention. And really, anything below 40 should be suspect. For example, research has shown that once you reach a minimum serum vitamin D level of 40, your risk of cancer diminishes by 67%. All you got to do is get to 40. That's still way too low. Compared to having a level of 20, most cancers occur in people with vitamin D levels between 10 and 40. Folks, this is so easy. I can't stress how serious I am about this vitamin D deficiency. Optimal level for cancer prevention now appears to be between 60 and 80. That's where I want your vitamin D levels. Several studies also show that higher vitamin D levels are protective against things like breast cancer. Now, this is also important. A 2005 study showed women with vitamin D levels above 60 had an 83% risk, a lower risk of breast cancer than those at 20. Come on, folks, I can't make this any easier for you. I can't think of any other strategy that I can offer you that can give you this kind of risk protection. More recently, a pool of analysis, that's when we looked at a bunch of different studies, this is in 2018, they looked at 2 randomized studies and the other studies around it, and they came to near identical conclusions. The objective was to assess whether there was any benefits of having vitamin D levels above 40. Most studies do not venture into these higher levels. So they may say, okay, 20, 30, 40, but there's no change. You got to go even higher than that to make a change. Women with vitamin D levels at or above 60 had an 82% lower incidence of breast cancer than those at levels of 20 or less. Now, Could there be other factors involved? Absolutely. Perhaps people that in their 60 and 80 levels of vitamin D, maybe they took better care of themselves. They took supplements. Maybe they ate a better diet. People at 20, maybe they had a poor diet. I understand there's other things involved. But once again, vitamin D, least expensive insurance policy you'll ever buy. So let's talk about some signs of vitamin D deficiency. The only way to definitely identify vitamin D deficiency is through blood tests. And we can do that in our office. We do a micronutrient test, which covers a lot more than just vitamin D. There are some general signs and symptoms I want you to be aware of. Now, vitamin D is important. I'm also going to recommend you take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source every day. That's the minimum supplements you should get every day. That's everything else. Then we add the vitamin D to it, which I take every day, certainly in the winter. And people say, well, Dr. Joe, what do you take? I had a meeting with my boss. I told this story on a show recently. And we were talking. And he thought I was 15 years younger than I am. And I thought, I like you. He's my new best friend. So people tell me all the time, I don't look even close to my age. And a lot of that has to do with not putting bad foods in my body and putting good foods in my body and taking supplements. So is it going to work for you? I have no idea. Is it worth it? Absolutely. So if any of the following apply to you, you should get your vitamin D levels tested sooner rather than later. And I want you to take proactive steps to boost your levels to about 60 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. Again, that's just the amount we measure it in. So around 60 to 80. So if you have ongoing musculoskeletal pain and achy bones, folks who see their doctors for aches and pains, again, we see a lot of ache and pain, we're pain management specialists, especially in combination with fatigue, end up being misdiagnosed as having something called fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome. How many people have that diagnosis? Raise your hands. Many of these symptoms are classic signs of vitamin D deficiency. Osteomalacia, which is different, it's in the early stages of osteoporosis. Many people have a vitamin D deficiency that causes osteoporosis. And again, osteomalacia is the early stages of osteoporosis. So what's happening is that the vitamin D deficiency causes a defect in putting calcium into the collagen matrix, the things that hold you together, and into your skeleton. As a result, you have that throbbing, aching bone pain. So when you have bone pain, many times you want to look at vitamin D. You have frequent illnesses or infections. Vitamin D regulates the expression of genes that influence your immune system and attack and destroy bacteria and viruses. So frequent illnesses and infections of all kinds, including colds and flu, is a tip-off that your immune function might be subpar, which likely means you're low in vitamin D. Again, folks, it's a real easy thing to fix. Neurological symptoms. These include depression, feeling blue, cognitive impairment, headaches, migraines. In 2006, scientists evaluated the effects of vitamin D on mental health of 80 elderly patients and found those with the lowest levels of vitamin D were 11 times more prone to depression than those who received healthy doses. 11 times. How easy is this? The same study also found vitamin D was linked to poor cognitive performance. That's your memory and your brain function. Several other studies have linked vitamin D deficiency with poor mental function, confusion, forgetfulness, difficulty concentrating, headaches, migraines are also associated with low vitamin D levels. Fatigue and daytime sleepiness. Come on, how many people have this? Studies have linked this to vitamin D deficiency to persistent fatigue. In one case, women struggling with chronic fatigue, daytime sleepiness, and they had low back pain and daily headaches, they were found to have vitamin D levels below 6. Remember, 60 to 80 is where I want you to be. Many symptoms resolved once the women raised their levels to about 39 or 40. Another study found that women with vitamin D levels below 29 were more likely to complain of fatigue than those around 30. It really is this simple. Head sweaty. This is important. A classic sign of vitamin D deficiency is a sweaty head. And in fact, physicians used to ask newborn mothers about head sweating in their newborns for this very reason. Now, it's not done anymore. I wish it was, because all it is a question. Excessive sweating in newborns due to neuromuscular irritability is still described as a common early sign of vitamin D deficiency. So if you're a head sweater, it's vitamin D deficiency. So the top five risk factors of vitamin D deficiency. There are several factors that are going to influence your risk of vitamin D deficiency, including things like rarely spending time outdoors, always wearing sunscreen. Researchers have noted that vitamin D deficiency is prevalent in adults of all ages who always wear sun protection. And that blocks the vitamin D production. Again, we need the sunlight to hit your skin. or limited their outdoor activities. This can also lead to vitamin D deficiency. The ideal time for sun exposure is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. when the UVB rays are present. The UVB is the sun rays that hit your skin. If you have darker skin, your skin pigment acts as a natural sunscreen. So the more pigment you have, the more time you'll need to spend out in the sun to make adequate amounts of vitamin D. If you have dark skin, you might need as much as 10 times more sun exposure to produce the same amount of vitamin D as somebody who has pale skin. If you're over 50, this is a risk. As you get older, your skin doesn't make as much vitamin D in response to the sun exposure. At the same time, your kidneys become less efficient in converting vitamin D into its active form. We talked about that in the first half of the show. Oh, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about vitamin D, but all our shows are on our website, drjoe.com. So I know a lot of times folks will tune in and go, wait a minute, what did I miss? Go to our website, drjoe.com, type in vitamin D, hit enter, and you'll come up with this and other shows we may have done on vitamin D or any topic you want. Go to the website, drjoe.com, type in what you're looking for, hit enter. Chances are we've done shows, written articles. We have a lot of information there. If you can't find your answer there, send us a question through the website. I'm more than happy to answer it. The website, again, drjoe.com. And the supplements we're talking about, vitamin D supplements, super greens, essential source. We do adrenal support, too, because the adrenal glands are important for helping kidney function, which may help the conversion of vitamin D. All our supplements are on the website, drjoe.com. We have an explanation of what each one is for, too. And all the testing we do, that's on the website under services. So if you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you might want to come see us. So again, if you're over 50, you may be at risk of vitamin D deficiency. Older adults also tend to spend more time indoors, so they're getting less sun exposure and therefore less vitamin D. We talked in the first half of the show, obesity. Because vitamin D is fat soluble, body fat acts as a sink, if you will. It kind of collects it and stores it. If you're overweight or obese, you're therefore likely to going to need more vitamin D than somebody who's slimmer. Now, in a recent study, vitamin D deficiency was 3 times more prevalent in obese individuals. How about if you have gastrointestinal problems? Who has gas, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, acid reflux? I bet you do. Vitamin D is fat soluble, which means if you have a gastrointestinal condition that affects your body's ability to absorb fat, you may have lower absorption of fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin A, D, E, and K. So vitamin D is one of the things we're talking about. This includes gut conditions like Crohn's disease, celiac, gluten sensitivity, inflammatory bowel disease. All of these could be signs that you may have a vitamin D deficiency. Optimizing your vitamin D levels has been shown to be have a powerful effect on your health, helping protect against a wide variety of diseases, including, ready? I love my list here. You know I love my list. And if you have these conditions, consider this. Dry eye, macular degeneration, which is the number one cause of blindness in the elderly. I personally have macular degeneration. I was diagnosed about 8 years ago. Doctor said, well, you're pretty much up the creek. There's not much you can do. I took Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, vitamin D. Every year, my macular degeneration is improving. And if you go to our website, drjoe.com, pictures of my eyes, the inside of my eyes, are right there on the website. You can see the improvement over the years. Eye doctors are blown away. This can't happen. Nobody gets better from macular degeneration. I go, ha, 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 I have. So you can see the research, well, my personal research on the website, drjoe.com. Immune diseases and vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D is a potent immune modulator, making it very important for the prevention of autoimmune diseases such as multiple sclerosis, inflammatory bowel disease, psoriasis. That's just to name a few. Gastrointestinal disease infection. If you have these diseases, including things like influenza or HIV, you might have a vitamin, I sound like Jeff Foxworthy. You might be a redneck. You might have a vitamin D deficiency if you have these problems. If you have inflammatory rheumatic diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, you might have a vitamin D deficiency. Jeff's going to yell at me for this. Osteoporosis and hip fractures, you might have a vitamin D deficiency. Cardiovascular disease. Vitamin D is very important for reducing hypertension, arteriosclerotic heart disease, hardening the arteries, heart attack and stroke. It plays a vital role in protecting and repairing damage of what's called your endothelium, the cells in your body. It also helps trigger production of something called nitric oxide. Now, if you've listened to my shows in the past, you know I'm a huge fan of nitric oxide because nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels. It's a vasodilator. And when the blood vessels dilate, they increase circulation to your reproductive organs, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, your brain, your kidneys, your spleen, everything needs circulation, and nitric oxide is really important. We have some of our top supplements on the website are Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, vitamin D, and nitric oxide. So So nitric oxide opens up the blood vessels. You can't produce natural nitric oxide if you don't have enough vitamin D. And nitric oxide improves blood flow and prevents blood clots from forming. And it significantly reduces oxidative stress of your vascular system. Oxidative stress is when it starts to break down. So we don't want your vascular system breaking down. All of which are important to help prevent and or stop the progression of cardiovascular disease. Vitamin D deficiency increases your risk of heart attack by 50%. If you have a heart attack and you're vitamin D deficient, your risk of dying from the next heart attack is, I hate to say guaranteed, but it really increases your risk. A Norwegian study published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism found the normal intake of vitamin D significantly reduces your risk of death if you have cardiovascular disease. This list just goes on and on. Neurological diseases, things like Alzheimer's, epilepsy, Parkinson's. In one study, epileptics given one-time megadose of vitamin D ranging from 40,000 international units all the way up to 200,000 international units, followed by a daily dose of 2,000 international units a day for 3 months to bring these individuals' vitamin D status to at least 30, resulted in significant improvements. It's vitamin D, folks. It's easy. 10 out of 13 had a decreased number of seizures, five of which experienced more than a 50% reduction. Again, this is in people having seizures, epilepsy. Easy stuff. Now, chiropractic works really well for epilepsy as well, because many times in epileptics, the bones in the neck move out of place. If the bones move out of place, that can lead to epileptic seizures. Now, we've seen many, many cases in my career, adults, children, even dogs. When they have epileptic seizures, we give them adjustments, we get them on some vitamin D supplements, and the results are just phenomenal. The biggest complaint I get, I've been in practice 36 years, the biggest complaint I get is, why didn't I come see you guys sooner? Had a patient the other day come in. She drove all the way from Alabama, and it was at lunchtime. I was walking in from the parking lot, and she says, "You're Dr. Joe." And I said, "Yes." And she got all excited. And she said, "What do you say on every show? Why didn't I do this sooner?" She goes, "That's me. I've been listening to you and following you for over 20 years. She says, and I kept thinking, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting for? And then finally, there was coronavirus, and there was concerns of health issues and food shortages. And she said, this is the thing that motivated me. And at the end of her visit, she looked at me, she got really emotional, and she said, "Nah, I still wonder why I didn't do this sooner." She goes, "Thank you for taking me as a patient." So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, acid reflux, heartburn, nutritional issues, stop suffering. Make an appointment to come see us. Go to our website, drjoe.com. We have offices in the Atlanta area, Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. The supplements we can ship anywhere in the world if you want them. We can do nutritional consultations over the phone or on Skype. We make it as easy as possible for you to get well and stay well. So stop suffering, make the appointment, and then you'll say, why didn't I do this sooner? So a group had, we're talking about seizures. I kind of got off on a track here. The group had a 40% reduction in the number of seizures with something as simple as vitamin D. Lupus, according to researchers at the in Cairo, most patients with systemic lupus had some levels of vitamin D deficiency defined as a level of 10 or less. Now, again, 60 to 80 is where you want to be. And these people were around 10. Some had a level between 10 and 30. You want to be around 60 to 80. And that's lupus. What's that? Autoimmune disease. How many people have autoimmune diseases? Thyroid problems, autoimmune. Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome. Many times that's autoimmune. Rheumatoid arthritis, AIDS. The body is attacking itself. You got to get those vitamin D levels up. Obstructive sleep apnea. We see a lot of people with that. And we can adjust the stomach. Many times the stomach will push up against the diaphragm, and we can pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm, adjust the spine to open up the nerve supply to the diaphragm. And many people with acid reflux get amazing results. But if you have sleep apnea, they get many, many times great results as well. Now, one study with sleep apnea, 98% of the patients with sleep apnea had a vitamin D deficiency. And the more severe the sleep apnea, the more severe the deficiency. So we can adjust the stomach, pull it away from the diaphragm, work on the spine, get your vitamin D levels normal, and then you'll say, wow, it really was that easy? Yeah, in most cases it is. Bone health, we covered that earlier in the show. Falls and fractures, 2006 review, looked at vitamin D intakes and health outcomes such as bone mineral density, dental health, risk of falls and fractures, and even colorectal cancer. And they found that most advantageous serum concentrations of 25 or 30 were good, but the best results were between 36 and 40. Again, I want you between 60 and 80 of your vitamin D levels in your blood. Obesity and diabetes research showed a vitamin D supplementation combined with resistance training helps decrease your waist-to-hip ratio, the measurement that is far better determining your risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease than even body mass index. It depends how proportioned you are. Type 1 diabetes. Data suggests maintaining a vitamin D level between 40 and 60. Again, that's even low for as far as I'm concerned, may prevent type 1 diabetes and stop the progression of the disease, which is a real growing problem. One of my staff members, he played semi-pro hockey, came to us, vitamin D, type 1 diabetes, just a wreck. I mean, physically, chemically, his body was a wreck. We got him under chiropractic care. We got his diet straightened out. He went from taking about 5 or 6 injections a day to 2 or 3 injections a day. He said, Doc, you saved my life. And he's a young kid. He said, Doc, you saved my life. I said, no, you just listened. You saved your own life. And so something as simple as some dietary changes, chiropractic care, dramatic increase. And he says, Doc, I'm saving a ton of money on insulin. He said, I have nothing else. I'm making a fortune. I'm saving a fortune on my insulin. I said, good. His quality of life is much better. He went back to school. All these things change when you get the body healthy. So chiropractic care is great for pinched nerves, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain. We get the nutrition balanced out right. We get you on supplements like Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source, vitamin D. And in most cases, not all, but in most cases, you're going to be very happy. Other issues that may be related to vitamin D deficiency. Neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. Research shows that MS patients, multiple sclerosis patients, have higher levels of vitamin D due to experience less debilitating symptoms when their vitamin D is normal. Vitamin D deficiency is also common among patients with Parkinson's, and seniors with severe vitamin D deficiency may raise their risk of dementia by 125%. Again, the cheapest form of insurance you'll ever get. DNA repair and metabolic processes. One of the studies showed healthy volunteers taking something as low as 2,000 international units or doses of vitamin D per day for a few months upregulated something, 291 different genes that control 80 different metabolic processes, including DNA repair and auto-oxidation. Now, oxidation occurs in the presence of oxygen or UV radiation, which has implications for aging and cancer. So it slows down that process, having the vitamin D level. Preterm births, this breaks my heart. I want to cry when I give you this information. A level of 40 nanograms per milliliter, again, of vitamin D, has also been shown to offer powerful protection against preterm birth if you're pregnant. Women with vitamin D levels of at least 40 may lower their risk of preterm birth by as much as 62%. And I see these preterm births, and I think all you have to do is take vitamin D. In many cases, yeah. And that's compared to people who have levels of around 20. Women with a history of preterm birth gain, even greater protection, an 80% reduction when they raise their vitamin D levels above 40. So ladies, if you're pregnant, I am begging you, I'm on my knees, or if you're childbearing years, please get those vitamin D levels where they need to be. For you, your baby, your immune system, this hurts me so bad because it's such an easy fix. Pregnancy complications, as we're talking about this. Having vitamin D level above 40 also protects a mother from reducing her risk of preeclampsia, gestational diabetes, prenatal infections by approximately 50%. All-cause mortality. Coming to the end of the show here. Studies have also linked higher vitamin D levels with lower mortality for all causes. Anything that can kill you, vitamin D levels can lower that. Check your vitamin D levels. I like to do it about twice a year. The only way to gauge it really is through blood work. And how much is to get your level tested, we can kind of define that when we do our blood work. And again, we do a not just a vitamin D test, we do a whole micronutrient test. With that test, we can also do a hormone panel. And then, again, vitamin D is a hormone. It can help balance out the hormones. Twice a year is great. Early spring, right after winter, of course, that's when we're most likely to be vitamin D deficient. And then early fall, when you level off from your sunlight exposure. This is particularly important if you're pregnant or planning to become pregnant. If you have cancer, and again, the level you're aiming for is between 60 and 80 nanograms per milliliter, with 40 being the absolute lowest cutoff point to prevent a wide range of diseases, including things like cancer. Research suggests it would require 9,600 international units of vitamin D per day to get 97% of the population to reach that number 40. So that's why I recommend for most folks, 5,000 international units a day is where I am, and you probably should be too for most adults. Now, again, it can vary widely, and you may need to, whatever dosage you're required, you may need to change that to get your optimum range. If you've been taking a certain amount of vitamin D for a number of months and retesting reveals you're still not within a recommended range, now you need to increase that dosage. So folks, we got a lot of information we covered today. This show is going to be on the website, drjoe.com. We have over 1,000 hours of other podcasts there, audio and video. Go to the website, type in what you're looking for, hit enter. Chances are we have articles, we have shows, audio and video for you. We want to get you well and keep you well. Again, the minimum supplements I recommend for everyone, Super Greens and Essential Source every day. Vitamin D, especially if you're not out in the sun, 5,000 international units a day. Adrenal support, if you're under any type of stress, mental, chemical, physical stress, adrenal support as well. If you have a health issue, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, if you've ever been in a car accident, ever, if the car was damaged, you were damaged. That's just how the body works. You are not stronger than your car. So come see us. Stop suffering needlessly. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb in the Atlanta area. If you're not in the area, you come visit us. We have patients come from all over the world all the time. We can do phone consultations. We can answer your questions for you through the website, drjoe.com. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends about the show. Catch you next time. Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app. It's a new day now.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.